Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. So happy to be here with you. So happy to chat with you. If you're brand new, I just want to give you a big hug and welcome you into my world. We have a lot of fun here. We talk about all types of topics. We talk about energetics. We talk about manifestation. We talk about spirituality. We talk about business, and we infuse all of them together so that you can create the life of your dreams, the life that feels so good, the life that excites you and that ignites you every single morning, the light that, oh, wow, that's amazing. The light just turned on by itself when I started saying that. So synchronicities, right? We love that. We love the magic of the universe, and we love to create a world and design a world that feels like our highest potential. If you're here, you're gonna learn so much. There's so many episodes that you can go back on, and there's just so much content that's really gonna align you into your highest potential, align you into your truth, align you into your magic. And I'm very, very thankful that I get to guide you. So welcome, welcome, happy March. It is spring AF here in Atlanta, and I'm loving it so much. We are moving very soon. As far as I know, anything can change. I'm surrendering to whatever is meant to be. But yeah, we're moving to New Jersey very soon, and I'm excited. My wedding, guys, my wedding is in 12 days. 12 days I'm getting married to Peter. Isn't that so exciting? This wedding planning process has been the ultimate spiritual experience. Let me tell you, anything can be a spiritual experience, a spiritual lesson, if you allow it to be, if you really open your mind to it, and if you choose to see it. You choose to see it as that. I've learned so much. I've picked up on so many desires of mine that I want to create. I fell in love with dancing. I'm in the process of getting really, really good at dancing. I'm in the process of creating the best skin I've ever had in my life. I have, you know, a very specific style that I created through lots of research and just like curating the look that I want for my life and the look that really matches up to my identity. I've learn the importance of repetition, learn the importance of practice. I learned how to get comfortable at not being good at something right through dance. I fell in love with running. I actually started running because I'm like, okay, this is going to be the form of cardio that I'm going to take up. And I love Peloton running. It's like my favorite thing in the world. Like if you aren't a member of Peloton, get on it or do like the free trial so you can see what I'm talking about when it comes to like the runs. And they have all types of things: yoga, meditation, running, cycling. And you don't actually need the Peloton treadmill to do this. You can just use the app on your phone, and it's just super cool. You can just use any treadmill or any bike or anything like that. But I'm a huge fan of Peloton, and I've been doing Peloton runs, and I fell in love with running. Jess King is my absolute favorite instructor, and she like does the damn thing. Like I fucking love her. She'll literally be like, let's fuck this shit up. And like she plays EDM trap and we're just going in, and all of a sudden I find myself in love with running. I find myself getting better at running. I find myself uncovering the truth about running. Running is so spiritual. Are you kidding me? The conversations that have to happen in your head, the conversations that have to go down in your head in order for you to keep going, in order for you to prove to yourself that you are 100% capable, like the conversations don't really happen elsewhere, and they're so beautiful and they're so divine. And this wedding planning situation has really, really taught me the energy of money. Oh my God. My relationship with money has improved significantly because there were a lot of fears. If you go back into the podcast, I talked about this. I was going to cancel it. We were going to cancel the wedding because of the fact that the finances were adding up and we just couldn't see it being worth it. And the universe was like, no, bitch, you're doing this. Like, the energy of money got you. You know that you believe that the energy of money has you, has your back no matter what. And you know that you want to manifest this exact wedding. So what the fuck are you doing? And we tried to cancel it. We did cancel it. And all of a sudden, here we are. We're getting married in the jungle in Tulum in 12 days. And it was just so divine. And it was meant to be. And we had to trust that. And it's just all working out. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. And the way it unfolded. And initiations in within the process have been really, really, really deep. Like, I had to grow a loving relationship with my body because I was starting to, you know, beat myself up in ways that I haven't done in so long. And I had to really come to this understanding that I was focusing on what I didn't want. And I was focusing on, you know, parts of myself that I wasn't happy with. And I was tearing myself down in so many different ways. And I'm like, hold on, this is not what I stand for. This is not what I want. So I started to create that relationship with my body. And I started to really visualize how I wanted to look and the ways in which I wanted to create that body. So that was beautiful. I'm just, oh God, guys, this process has really just up-leveled me in so many ways. And the day is finally coming and I'm just so, 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 so grateful. There's so much intention behind this wedding and the experience that I want to create for celebrating mine and Peter's love and for everyone involved in the wedding. So it's gonna be a time. We're gonna get the fuck down in the jungle. Like, I am down. Like, I am ready. I'm ready to go. I manifested this shit, so we're gonna fucking celebrate it. This is a manifestation coming into fruition, and I'm seeing it as that. And I feel like sometimes we don't see it as that. We don't celebrate as much as we should. Sometimes we manifest what we want, and then we don't see it as a manifestation. We just see it as a coincidence, or we just see it as like, okay, yeah, like whatever, it happens, right? But we don't take the time to be like, holy shit, like I manifested this. This was a desire and now it's real. It took the whole universe to get behind me and to help me co-create this. Like, we're fucking doing it. Let's celebrate it. Let's get into the magic. Let's get into the vibe. Let's understand that if I did this, if I made this happen, that I can make anything happen in my world, right? And I think that this is so important to bring up, because I'm telling you, it even happens to me. Things will manifest and then I will just be like, okay, cool. And I don't see it as that. Or I'm like, I place conditions on it where it's like, well, I didn't buy that myself, so maybe that wasn't a manifestation. Who the fuck says that you need to use your own money to manifest what you want? Someone can literally just hand you something that you've been manifesting. Maybe you wanted to save money to buy a certain thing, and all of a sudden someone surprises you with it. You didn't buy it. Are you going to discount that as, disregard that as a manifestation? Like, think again and be really conscious of that. So that's why I'm really, really happy, and I'm taking the time to celebrate the fact that I am manifesting the absolute wedding of my dreams. It's happening. It's here. It's coming into fruition, and all of the people that I love with all of my heart are going to be there. And it's just so important to me that I take time to really sit in that energy and to really understand that the universe supported me in this. And a desire starts in your heart, and if it's meant to be, it's always meant to be. When you have a desire, it's there for a reason, and there's many reasons why your desire isn't the same as the person next door, right? We have very unique desires, and it's just so beautiful to see how things manifest and to see the divine timing of things and to really understand that, you know, some things just don't work out because there is just always something better in store. And I'm just very grateful. So I wanted to start off with that. But today, I want to talk a little bit about perspective and how we see the world, how we see the circumstances that occur in our everyday life, right? And the belief systems that we have to create in order to be able to come to peace with things that might be unfortunate or that may feel unfortunate in our world. When we have a belief system that we know gets to be true for us uncircumstantially, when we're faced with an initiation, when we're faced with a challenge, when we're faced with a universal assignment, we can look at that situation through the context of our belief system. So for me, my belief systems are in the process of being built every single day. And I see it in a way where it's like, I'm just remembering my truth. It's not something I'm creating, I'm remembering. And I'll list a few. So one of them being, nothing is by mistake or by coincidence. Everything is on purpose, right? Everything that happens in my world is very synchronistic to the intentions I set and to the desires I'm creating and to who I say I'm becoming. And I see everything through the perspective of love, right? My intention is to see things through the perspective of love, no matter how difficult they might be. And when I say perspective of love, I mean the perspective of the universe, right? The perspective of magic. There's love and there's fear. Fear is doubt, lack, insecurity, scarcity. And then love is abundance, joy, those high vibe feelings, right? Those feelings that are directly related to the universal love, that are directly related to the quantum field, that are directly related to possibility, potentiality. And then understanding that contrast, right? What we don't want, what we don't want to see, the uncomfortable things that, you know, happen in our life, or, you know, certain aspects of ourselves or behaviors that we have, patterns that we have, not making it mean anything, but seeing it in a way where it's like, okay, this is contrast, right? So I get to look at this right now as something that I don't want to see, right? I get to look at this in a way where it's like, oh, this is coming up, so I know what I don't want. That way I can create what I do want. And it gets to be exciting, because one day you get to acknowledge and feel the feeling of that not being your reality anymore, that being a thing of the past, and you get to really enjoy the fact that you manifested a different version of you that was totally different than what you experienced before. Just because you're not happy with whatever circumstance is present for you today doesn't mean that you're stuck there forever. And a lot of times we get really tripped up. We notice a pattern in ourselves and we're like, why am I like this? This sucks. Why do I feel like this? Why am I so scared to be seen? Why am I procrastinating on my dreams? Why am I doubting myself? Why did I react like that in my relationship? Why am I treating myself this way? Why am I getting caught up in fear? And we're not understanding that this is all coming up because we have the ability to shift it. We have the ability to create something different. And we need to feel that contrast. We need to feel that discomfort in order for us to realize, hey, this is actually something I want to work on. This is not forever. This gets to be different. And through this discomfort, I'm able to feel the joy of what's on the other side of that. What's on the other side of fear. So those are the ways in which I like to look at the world. I mean, there's so many more. There's so many different contexts that I have for my world and my relationships with the universe, my relationship with my fiance, my relationship with money, my relationship with manifestation, like my relationship with my business. There's so many different contexts and intentions that I set, and I highly, highly suggest that you start doing that, because if we don't have belief systems, if we don't set contexts for what we want to see in our world and the intention behind what we're doing, then we just default to what we've always known. We default into our human brain, into what's subconsciously running the show, which is many times, most times, rooted in fear, doubt, lack, scarcity. Okay, so we need to be really intentional with our belief systems that we build. And it's the most beautiful, lovely way to create this dance with the universe, to create this co-creation with the universe, and to really, really be the dealer in your life, right? Not really just taking what you get or taking what is and using your external reality to just determine what's possible for you, but really being the designer of your own world. And it's a beautiful thing. So I want to give you guys a little story, a little example of how this contrast came into play in my world recently. So I was at the gym the other day, and it was really late. It was like 9:40 p.m. and I'm like, all right, so we're gonna work out, because we're being really, really consistent and we're showing up for ourselves. And just because it's late doesn't mean that I'm gonna skip. So it was really difficult, guys, by the way. When I tell you I was not feeling it, I was not feeling it. I've been on a cut, so I've been in caloric deficit, which means I am losing fat right now. So my calories are lower than what they would be if I was maintaining or gaining weight. And with that comes fatigue, with that comes irritability, with that comes hunger, with that comes crankiness, right? There's a lot of negative effects that come when your body is consuming low calories. So, also I was in my luteal phase. So there's like a combination of things going down, and I went to the gym. I was like, I'm going to do this, and everything was fine, but I needed 10-pound plates to place on the hip thrust machine. Because I just did. I wanted to add more weight, but there was none next to me. So I was like, okay, let me walk over to the Smith machine and grab these two 10-pound weights so I can add them to my machine. But there was this man, probably about 45 to 50 years old, using the Smith machine. He was like doing shoulder presses on the Smith machine. And I was like, okay, I'm going to take these 10-pound plates from his Smith machine. Okay. It was just normal. I didn't think anything of it. I grab them and he gets so angry. Guys, this man fully got so mad at me, so fucking mad. I was like, what? Am I dreaming? Like, I need to go to bed. This is too much. But he was just like, no, like, take them from that machine. Like, telling me that I needed to put his plates back and go to the machine that was literally a few steps next to him, like, a few steps away from his machine, and to grab those because those were his weights. And he wasn't using them. They weren't on his bar. They were just on the rack that's connected to his Smith machine. So I guess he planned on using them eventually. But if that was the case, he could just walk a few steps, get some steps in, you know? Like, I'm sure his step count was low as fuck anyway. Just kidding. But get some steps in, you know, grab the 10 plate, and I could do the same thing. But this man just got me so annoyed. I was so angry. My ego just fully went off. And mind you, my human was like a little cranky. So I was like, you could say that nicely. Why did you have to say that in such a rude way? And he did not like that. Like, he did not like that at all. He started raising his voice. And I was like, you know what? This man is going crazy. So I was like, you know what? Now, since you want to be a dick, I'm going to grab these plates and I'm going to use them. I'm taking them. Like, I would put them back 100% if you were nice, but now I'm taking them. And I started walking away with them, and he literally full out was like, you stupid bitch, you bitch, you fucking bitch. Like, literally cursing me out, guys, screaming. This man was hollering throughout the gym. It was so wild. And at that moment, I was like, oh shit, this man is a little crazy. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I was starting to get a little nervous, but I was also like, you know what? Like, he was just out of line with the way he was speaking to me, you know? And then my fiance he was across the gym, but he heard him, and he like came closer to us, and he was like, excuse me, like, that's my fiance. Why are you screaming? Calm down. Like, what is going on? Like, stop. And the guy was like, what the fuck are you gonna do? And I was like, oh my God, this is so bad. And he's like, I don't give a fuck if she's a woman. She disrespected me. I'm like, okay. Sir, you disrespected me, first of all. And then, what else? Oh, yeah, I was just like, wow, wounded masculine, full force. He didn't like to see a woman in her power. He didn't. And that was fine. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because afterward, I had every opportunity to see this through the lens of fear, right? I had every right to see this man as like the devil and to be really angry and to like continue cursing him out. I stopped paying attention to him. He was cursing me out, and I was just like, calm down, it's okay. Like, I was trying to send him like good vibes with my eyes, but he was very angry, and like, I'm not sure if it was really like getting to him. But I had every opportunity, but I know that I like to see my world and my life through the context of love. This is happening. This is happening for a reason. So how can I uncover the lesson in this? What is the universe trying to show me? What is the universe trying to tell me? Because I could easily say the universe wants me to suffer, or the universe wants me to feel embarrassed, or the universe wants me to be angry, or, you know, I'm being punished for showing up for my goals. Like, there's so many different belief systems that I could subscribe to, right? But the reasoning why I didn't subscribe to those is because naturally, this is actually not natural, this is very intentional, I always fall back on the belief systems that I create for myself, that I remember in myself, that are in alignment with the energy of love and universal love and universal energy. So I realized, like, I sat down the next day, I was like, okay, well, during my workout, I was like, okay, like, how can I see this through the lens of love? And I'm like, this man is probably just tired. He's cranky. Maybe he had a really, really, really bad day. And, you know, maybe I reminded him of someone that he hated. Maybe I looked like a woman that he hated, and he was just triggered subconsciously, and he's not a conscious man, clearly. So, you know, he was just acting from programming. Maybe he, you know, spent some time in prison. Like, I'm just making these things up so I don't have to fall back on the fact that this guy is a total fucking douche and I hate him. And my life sucks right now because I'm in this situation and I'm attracting bad things, right? All of those things, they're available. Those beliefs are available. But instead, I chose to see it through the lens of love. And this is what it looked like, right? This man needed love. This man needed a release, right? And I just so happened to be the person and the gateway for him to play that release out, to really release whatever emotional baggage he had. I'm not validating his experience or his behavior, because That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. You do not treat people like that. You do not yell in public. It's just not, that's not right, right? But what I am doing is I'm seeing this in a different way, right? And it sucks that it has to be me, but maybe he manifested me so he can release these heavy feelings that were probably weighing down on him. Although it wasn't pleasant or acceptable, he probably felt way better than he has in a long time. And that's beautiful, right? And it was also an opportunity for me to review who I'm being, how I'm reacting, right? How I am carrying myself, right? So I can curate the version of myself who I'm becoming, and I can really take the time to intentionally design the responses that the woman who I am becoming in the future would play out. And I don't really like the way I responded. I think I would really want to respond in a way where it's like, hi, like, you don't have to raise your voice. Please don't raise your voice at me. There's some weights right next door and it's not really that far. So I'm gonna do you a favor. I'm gonna leave these here, but I just want you to know that there is a better way to get your point across. Again, I see where you're coming from, but that was a little rude. And maybe I just would have, you know, left the plates there and grabbed the other ones, or maybe I would have ignored him altogether. I don't know, just like not respond. Or I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know, but I know that there was a point in time where I got really mad and I didn't like that. Like, I didn't like that I was like, because you're being a dick. Like, I didn't like that language, you know? So it's beautiful because it's contrast. I'm like, okay, cool. If this ever happens again, like, how am I going to carry myself so that I don't leak my energy, so that I don't put myself in a frequency that doesn't feel good? It was an opportunity for me to feel closer to Peter because he was really in this masculine energy and protecting me. And I thought that was beautiful. And it's an opportunity to storytell. This happened so I can bring this story to you and I can bring this story to the podcast. It's an opportunity and a reminder that my dominant vibration is love. And I've grown so, so much. It's an opportunity for me to really review my growth and to recognize my growth and to honor my growth, because I promise you guys, everything that I'm saying right now was not a thing always. I was fully looking at life through the lens of fear always. And I would have been so angry and I would have been cursing him out and my whole entire workout would have been ruined after that. I would have left the gym, to be honest. I was like, I'm not leaving. I'm gonna continue working out. And I was able to really work these things out in my head and feel like really good during my workout, you know, without letting that bring me down. And I'm able to see that in real time. I'm able to see the manifestation of my growth. It was an opportunity to see how supported I am by the universe, right? It's an opportunity to be loving and forgiving to myself, because although I did not respond in the way that I would like to respond, in a way that's in alignment with my highest potential, I forgive myself, right? I'm able to be like, okay, I forgive myself and I forgive him. Because when you hold on to hate, when you hold on to anger, when you hold on to these really heavy emotions and to these low frequency vibrations, the only person that's affected is, let's say, the collective, for sure, because this the energy that you put out affects the entire world, but you're affecting yourself. People get sick by holding on to hate. Like, your body reacts to that. Disease, cancer, all of those things, negative vibrations, incoherent brain waves that are created through hate and like chaotic thoughts, it all affects you. So that's not who I want to be, right? And it's just so nice to remind myself, like, hey, I get to forgive myself. So I hope this story really puts things into perspective for you. I want you to really take a moment and ask yourself, what are my belief systems? What context am I applying to everything I do in the world? What do I get to fall back on when things kind of go a little crazy, when things get chaotic, when things don't feel right, when I'm initiated into something that feels challenging or difficult, when I'm pushed to an edge, when I'm being called forward to really step into and react in a way that's in line with the woman I'm becoming? Like, what belief systems do I rely on? What can I apply to this situation? Because my natural way of responding is angry, fearful, upset, resentful, victim energy. No, the beliefs that I subscribe to, the beliefs that I am looking for evidence in my everyday and every moment are X. So how can I apply that belief into this situation right now? And how can I ask the universe for some support in applying that? For some support in remembering that? From some support in feeling the vibration and the energy of those beliefs? Feeling it in my body, feeling the frequency of what that would feel like to truly believe that at my core and believe it over and over again, regardless of what I see outside of me. Maybe my reality is not reflecting that at all, but I'm choosing to see it over and over and over again. I'm choosing to return back to that truth for as many times as I have to, as many times as I, you know, revert back to fear, revert back to my old way of thinking. I'm choosing to just keep returning because it's not about not going into that fear frequency. It's about how many times you're able to return back to that, right? So how am I doing that in my everyday life? What does that look like? And if you haven't done that yet, if you're not familiar, well, here's your invitation to do so. Here is your sign to do so, okay? Because this has absolutely changed my life. This has changed my life. I always feel like I'm connected to the universe. And when I'm not connected to the universe, I just simply return back to home, right? I simply ask for that connection. I simply ask myself what I need to get into alignment and to remember who I am and how deeply I'm being supported and to what extent I'm being supported. And I really tap into the frequency of the universe, of frequency, of possibility, of potentiality, of love, of high vibrations. And I understand that if there is something that I don't like that's happening in my world, I can mistake that as low frequency. I can mistake that as things not working out for me. Does that make sense? I don't know. But I can choose to see that as like life sucks, right? Or I can say, ooh, okay, so I said I wanted to be this put together woman who really just has control over her emotions and is highly emotionally intelligent and responds well even when people are really giving her bad energy or transferring their bad energy onto her. I'm able to keep my composure. I set that intention. I don't know when I said it. I said it one day. Sometimes I set and forget, but this is happening in my world to remind me of that intention, to remind me that my intentions are always being heard and I'm always being given opportunities. I am always being given opportunities to manifest those intentions into my world. So good. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for being here. If this resonated with you, do me a favor, shoot me a DM and tell me what stood out to you the most, because those types of DMs, when you guys tell me like that the episode helped you or you really needed it or wow, you knew exactly what I needed at the time or I manifested this message, whatever it is, those messages mean the world to me and they motivate the fuck out of me to just keep showing up, to keep being an expander for you guys, and it just means everything for me. So do me a favor, DM me, share it in your story, screenshot, share, tag me, leave a rating and review, send me a message, let's chat. I love chatting with you guys. I appreciate you. Understand that you are on the right path. You are exactly where you need to be, my love. You are exactly where you need to be. And it is up to you to choose your perspective on how you see the world and your circumstances and what is arising on the path. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will speak to you next week.